Day 10. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Dawn that rises to put to flight the night of the human will. Her glorious birth. The soul to the Queen of Heaven. Here I am, O Holy Mama, near your cradle, to be spectator of your prodigious birth. The heavens are stupefied. The sun is fixed upon you with its light. The earth exults with joy and feels honored to be inhabited by its little newborn queen. The angels compete among themselves in surrounding your cradle to honor you and to be ready for your wishes. And so, all honor you and want to celebrate your birth. I too unite myself with all and prostrate before your cradle, where I see, as though enraptured, your mother Anne and your father Joachim. I want to tell you my first word. I want to entrust to you my first secret. I want to empty my heart into yours and say to you, my mama, you who are the dawn, herald of the divine fiat upon the earth, oh please, put to flight the gloomy night of the human will in my soul and in the whole world. Ah, yes, may your birth be our hope, which, like a new dawn of grace, may regenerate us in the kingdom of the divine will. Lesson of the Newborn Queen. Child of my heart, my birth was prodigious. No other birth can be said to be similar to mine. I enclosed within myself the heaven, the sun of the divine will, and also the earth of my humanity, but a blessed and holy earth, which enclosed the most beautiful flowerings. And even though I was just newly born, I enclosed the prodigy of the greatest prodigies, the divine will reigning in me, which enclosed in me a heaven more beautiful, a sun more refulgent than those of creation, of which I was also queen, as well as a sea of graces without boundaries, which constantly murmured, love, love to my Creator. Therefore, my birth was the true dawn that puts to flight the night of the human will. And as I kept growing, I formed the daybreak and called for the brightest daylight to make the sun of the eternal word rise over the earth. My child, come into my cradle to listen to your tiny little mama. As soon as I was born, I opened my eyes to see this low world, to go in search of all my children, in order to enclose them in my heart, and give them my maternal love, and regenerate in them to the new life of love and of grace, give them the step to let them enter into the kingdom of the divine fiat, of which I was the possessor. I wanted to act as queen and as mother, enclosing everyone in my heart, to place everyone in safety, and give them the great gift of the divine kingdom. In my heart, I had a place for everyone, because for one who possesses the divine will, there are no constraints, but infinite expanses. Therefore, I looked also at you, my child. No one escaped me. And since on that day everyone celebrated my birth, it was also a feast for me. But upon opening my eyes to the light, I had the sorrow of seeing the creatures in the thick night of the human will. Oh, in what an abyss of darkness the creature who lets herself be dominated by her will finds herself enwrapped. It is the true night, but a night with no stars, at most a few fleeting lightnings, which are easily followed by thunders, and which, in roaring, thicken the darkness even more, and unload the storm over the poor creature. Storms of fear, of weaknesses, of dangers, of falls into evil. My little heart remained pierced in seeing my children in this horrible storm in which the night of the human will had overwhelmed them. Now listen to your little mama. I am still in the cradle. I am little. Look at my tears that I shed for you. Every time you do your will, it is a night that you form for yourself. And if you knew how much this night harms you, you would cry with me. It makes you lose the light of the day of the holy will. It turns you upside down. It paralyzes you to good. It breaks true love in you. And you remain like a poor ill one who lacks the necessary things to get well. Oh, my child, dear child, listen to me. Never do your will. Give me your word that you will make your tiny little mama content. The soul. Holy little mama, I feel myself trembling in hearing of the ugly night of my will. Therefore I am here at your cradle to ask of you the grace that by your prodigious birth you make me be reborn in the divine will. I will be always near you, celestial little baby. I will unite my prayers and my tears to yours, to impetrate for myself and for all the kingdom of the divine will upon earth.